The Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case that could essentially put a final nail in the coffin of the Voting Rights Act. This legislation first passed in 1965 and aimed at eliminating race discrimination against minority voters. Here's NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
Since 2013, the Supreme Court has twice struck down or neutered major portions of the Voting Rights Act. Today, once again, the law is on the chopping block, this time on the question of how state legislatures may draw congressional district lines when a state's voters are racially polarized. At issue is Alabama's congressional redistricting plan adopted by the Republican state legislature after the 2020 census. More than a quarter of the state's population is African American. But in only one district do minority voters have a realistic chance of electing candidates of their choice. Black voters are either lumped into that district where they're a supermajority or spread out across the remaining six districts so that their voting power is diluted in other districts. Election law expert Richard Pildes.
In Alabama, voting is racially polarized, which means black voters and white voters systematically vote for different candidates, particularly when black candidates are on the ballot. And that triggers the Voting Rights Act.
Triggering the Voting Rights Act is a big deal, with special irony in this context. That's because this case involves a provision of the law that Congress changed in 1982 in order to fix what it considered an erroneous Supreme Court interpretation of the statute. After the court ruled in 1980 that voting rights advocates had to prove intentional discrimination in order to invalidate an electoral system, Congress amended the law. The new provision made clear that where racially polarized voting exists, minority voters only have to prove a discriminatory result, a considerably easier thing to do than proving intentional discrimination. Discriminatory result has been the standard since then, upheld by the Supreme Court and enforced by the lower courts. In January, a three-judge federal court panel that included two Trump appointees ruled unanimously that Alabama could and should have created two compact congressional districts with a majority or close to a majority of African American voters. The state appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, which blocked the lower court ruling from going into effect for the 2022 election, then 9 months away. Now the court will reconsider this whole area of the law and whether to overrule or modify decisions of the past that have governed the law for the last 30-plus years. NYU's Professor Pildes notes that Alabama's arguments range from the narrow to the extreme.
The more extreme versions in Alabama's arsenal are the Voting Rights Act doesn't apply at all to single-member redistricting plans, even though the court has applied it to those plans in the past, or even more dramatically, that if it does apply in the way the lower court held here, then the act is unconstitutional.
Unconstitutional because it's based on affirmatively creating a second compact district based on race. As Alabama put it in its briefs, by taking race into account at all, the lower court indulged in, quote, the noxious idea that redistricting begins and ends with racial considerations. Countering that argument, black voters contend that the state's argument boils down to a topsy-turvy, inside-out proposition that any effort to eradicate racial discrimination is unconstitutional if it has to take race into consideration. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.